writes explicitly what we inferred, obviously, in the Balei HaTosfos Eitan book, since you got me started in down this road, to do some tshuva here. So he doesn't say it's a midas chasidus, but it's a matter of personal choice. Who said halacha doesn't leave room for personal choice? Okay. So that's exactly what we saw in Tosos, right? Tosa said that guy must have been in Amaretz because that was a situation of Hana Asatzman. That's Chavala Ba'atzma. But the Goy Miskavin Laviro, since that's a religious attack, you're not Mechuyev to give up your life. But you're allowed to give up your life. Again, the smock wouldn't be satisfied. It's you have to give up your life in such a situation. And he would say, Bitzina and Lanas Atzman, so it's a Midas Chasidus. So, you literally have, every flavor here. In some ways, I think the Nimuke Yosef, intellectually speaking, is the most interesting Shita. The Rambam, if I was giving you guys smicha, I would, Reb Chaim made a tenai with his son Rav Moshe, that when he gave him smicha, he said, you could paskin against me in any area of halacha, b'chol chadrei Torah, except for one. That when it came to shiurim on Yom Kippur, acholam misukan, on Yom Kippur, there are some rishonim who say that acholam misukan on Yom Kippur, you should only give them shiurim. And Reb Chaim said that you're not allowed to paskin against me in that regard, based on the Magen Mishnah's reading of the Rambam, that we only use shiurim when it's a chola she'enu misukan, who can become a chola misukan. That's when we use shiurim. But for a chola misukan, you treat it like you do whatever you like at Shabbos. Shabbos is her skila, Yom Kippur is an iser kare. So of course, you do whatever, treat it like it's any random day. Give him whatever he needs. Osin lo kol tzarko. So Reb Chaim said, to Reb Moshe, you have no right to pass. I'm not giving you rishos to paskin again. That's what smicha is today, is netilas rishos, as we know. So you have no rishos to paskin against me in that area. So if I were giving you guys smicha, I would say, you're all mechuyev to paskin. Like the Rambam in the sugya, you can do whatever you want in the rest of halacha, with the exception of shiurim and Yom Kippur. You're also bound by that. But I do find the Nimuke Yosef interesting, as just in terms of the lambda. So okay, go ahead. B'chol eichad arinu yavro yorig. So he starts with a sort of like a feint in the direction of the Rambam, right? It sounds like it's going that way. Ah, music to the Maimonidean ear. Okay, so this aval has a lot riding on it. Aval anachnu avosenu chatanu. Aval. So what's the aval here? So it's like literally the Rambam verbatim until you could hear the screeching of the tire wheels as the. So what happened? Right, so the guy who's an Adam Gadol, and he's a Chassid, and he's a Yerush Shamayim, and somehow he discerns that a door is Tzarech Lekach. So he's allowed, he's apparently not obligated to do this, but if he deems it appropriate, so he has a permission structure to be Mekadesh Hashem, and to be Moser Nefesh, Afilo Amitzakala. So that the people will learn to fear and love God with all of their hearts. This is a really interesting idea. If you had to think of like an analog to this, like what that we actually find in the Gemara might like suggest this, that Okay, right. You could interject that for sure, but just in terms of what we know from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, like what might have given the Nibuke Yosef?
Hestia is not in front of 10 people, or just 10 people.
Okay, good. I like that. Very good. I'll accept that. Right, you have to be concerned for the impact it has on people. What categorically though? Yeah, right. So the Shas Hashmad says there are some times when everybody would be mechuyav, but then there are other times which aren't those times. But a person might see that there's a hisrashlus, that people aren't taking anything seriously. And to inspire people to be much more committed to Torah and mitzvot, to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, you can't say a person is mechuyev to do it, but it would be a defensible kind of a thing. Not for the Rambam, obviously. The Rambam, this is suicidal. But this is an interesting idea that I want to allow to percolate. Yeah, Avi, go ahead. You want to say something?
Is it like Adam Gadol B'Chassid Yerushimayim, like a result of him giving up his life? Or is it like everyone?
No. You got...
That's
no.
What I think. Like, does it like have to be like everyone knows that this is a person who's Adam Gadol and say like all... Does that like everyone has to like look up to him or something in a certain way?
Chabad.org. He's on the list of... You can't like... This is an ex post facto. The whole point is that everybody looks at this person as a spiritual paragon. And by the way, Avi, to that point, obviously that also gives us an additional confidence vis-a-vis his spiritual judgment, that this person is going to behave in a way that we find, you know, important. and not somebody who's going to, you know, fly by the seat of his pants. Gadol Chassid Yarei Shamayim. I want to make it absolutely clear that the Rambam would not tolerate this kind of... permission structure, but it's just really interesting to me that Nibuke Yosef, who basically roots himself labriud in the world view of the Rambam, is open to this. And I believe an explanation as to why, but let's first go a little bit further, and then Yossi, I want to get to you. So let's finish this. I want to give you an explanation, a hesber of the Nibuke Yosef, because it's really an important shita, and then make a suggestion about how could the Nibuke Yosef sort of live between two worlds? The Rambam's world of this is suicidal and something much closer to the world of the Baalei Tosfos, where apparently you do have permission structures to do these things. Rabbeinu Yerucham, etc. Why would he draw the line there? Okay, so let's see what he has to say. V'hainu Damrinan. Right, not the impression, obviously, we have from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, right? This is clearly an act of Avodah Zarah, the Cherpa Gedola, and all that. So it's like a bust, and Andarta is a bust, or like a monument, you know. Okay, so this is the famous line of the Nibuke Yosef. Again, the Ramban just told us, yeah, that's we saw this quote in the Ramban. Lo avai v'shas gzeras hamalchus nimechuyav to lay down your life afilu v'mitzvah kala, namely the Arkis of the Misana. So the Nibuke Yosef had this idea that you really didn't have to, even b'shas gzeras hamalchus, lay down your life for these things, because Haisa excuse me. Noyim mechuviyam mechuyavim mikach avidu b'shas akzera kevan shabiyadam lehavir lebadam. The goyim could collect all of the lulavim anyway, so you don't have to be moser nefesh in a situation where it's biyadam to take away all the lulavim, etc. Now we'll come back to that idea in a little bit, but this is obviously a very controversial reading of that particular source, not the reading that the Ramban seemed to adopt in terms of the Ohavai in his Perush al Torah. But this actually does have traction in Shulchan Aruch, so you should just be aware of that, that in a situation where, even if it's Shas Hashmad, but the Gayim could deprive you of the capacity to fulfill a particular mitzvah if they wanted to, let's say by seizing all the tefillin in the world, or it is a little harder with Bris Mila because, you know, they, I guess they have to take all the knives or, you know, whatever out there, but could confiscate all the lulavim. So it's be, so there you didn't have to sacrifice your life, but clearly they were. Now, Yossi, just before we get to you, I want to develop a thought. A person who's learning this sugya in a deep way could obviously be bothered by how exactly the smak goes from being rooted mila b'mila in the world of the Rambam, that there's just no volunteerism when it comes to martyrdom. The basic halacha is v'chai b'hem, and that's not just a matir, it's not just a machayib, but it's a kiddush Hashem. And right, Shimon, we said that because the whole idea is that service of God is the most important thing. And if you're dead, what can't you do? Yeah, it's over. That's what makes death tragic. Of course, we as human beings also suffer emotional loss, etc. But philosophically speaking, that's the tragedy of death. The end of one's avodas Hashem, the Vilna Gaon crying, etc. So how did Nibuke Yosef then say, like, wait, but if he's an Adam Gadol and he's a Zachasin, he's in Yerai Shemayim, then maybe he could decide to sacrifice his life when he didn't have to. Whatever happened to V'chai Bahem? Avi?
The point was like the V'chai Bahem and Bnei Yisrael now violating, all of them are violating this specific mitzvah. It's not really B'chai Bahem if no one's really living by these mitzvahs.
Oh. Okay, so let me put it in slightly different terms, but I endorse what you say, Emmanuel. Yeah, he would definitely pass him like the Rambam, but yeah, I hear where you're going with that. Okay, so I think you guys both said it, and I'm just going to put it in slightly different terms. Let's be clear that the Rambam would not accept this. Not even close. But I actually could understand why somebody would say such a thing. Even from the Rambam's own calculus. The whole underlying notion, and this is why I was trying to spend a lot of time on it before, of V'chai Bahem, is that life is valuable because you can continue doing mitzvos. But what if through your death, you can inspire, even in a quantitative sense, like, and maybe even a qualitative sense, a much deeper cognizance in the Rabbim of mitzvos, because everybody looks up to you. And Halavai will understand it, but right, and people will say, this is a Dor Paretz Bekach, people aren't taking Lashon Hara seriously, whatever it is. And now, all of a sudden, you know, you have thousands and thousands of people observing mitzvos every single day. So maybe you could, I don't mean to be simplistic about it, but let's say if I were able to live another 20 years, and I mean me personally, let's say, pick your gadol, is able to live another 20 years. So he would undoubtedly do many thousands of mitzvos and produce a tremendous amount of chidushe Torah, and that would be really valuable spiritually. And then you weigh that against, you know, tens of thousands of people taking, you know, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem more seriously. Maybe there's a discussion to be had. Not for the Rambam. But I think you could basically embrace the Rambam's logic and still be open to considering this as a point for discussion. But again, Avi, to answer your question, now you see why before it, that calculus only makes sense if it's an Adam Gadol. Because otherwise the public policy impact is just much less significant, right? The news cycle will be on to the next thing in 48 hours, as we know, you know. So there's something to be said for the idea that, you know, this basic notion is compatible with the V'chai Behem ethic. At the same time, like I told you, I don't change what I said a few minutes ago. I would make you guys all mechuyev to follow the Rambam, because the truth of the matter is that losing a person like this is also very hard on the community. Because, right, you'd have to weigh, if this person is really such an Adam Gadol, so doesn't... I'm playing devil's advocate here with Nimukei Yosef. What would the loss of that person mean for that community? You can't negate those things either. So there's a lot of speculation that would have to go into a shita like this. But I think it is the most fascinating of all of the shitos, insofar as it combines the Rambam's view with a very interesting possible application of if your death could inspire massive amounts of Torah, you know, a massive increase in Torah observance, maybe there's something to talk about. Yossi.
If this Adam Gadol were to die, like, yes, that would inspire the people. Wouldn't it also cause the people to think that in every case, you know, they also should be giving up?
That's what I was alluding to when I said halavai, they should understand it. It's always a big risk, right? You know, you'd have to, like, say to the guy, can you give me 30 seconds to write out, I am doing this because of the Nibuke Yosef. Nobody else should be doing it. It'd be very hard, right?
Maybe that's like why the Yosef says Adam Gadol and Chassid in Yer Shemayim. It's like that it has to be an Adam Gadol that's like respected by everyone. In the Chassid that like does a lot of mitzvahs, and Yer Shemayim who won't be like too like I guess like flippant with his own life, and he'll be careful to observe everything that actually has to do with just like a whole box.
For sure, and that's what I was saying before that it gives us greater confidence in his judgment that, you know, there are people who are, they're willing to die on every hill spiritually. And the truth is, there's something inspiring about that commitment, but the truth is, like, at some point you have to recognize you can't fight every battle. So, you know, as you know from me, I try to choose my battles, you know, when there's a risk of drug use becoming normalized in the Torah community, so I feel the need to take a public stand in it because it's such a chil Hashem, it's such a disgrace that people should think that this is such a that otherwise observant people should think that such a thing is acceptable halachically or shkafically. But if a person were to say just l'mashal, Avi, to this point, that there's a lot of, you know, Hador Paritz Bekach, let's say, you know, it's unfortunate, it's regrettable that Big Day Shabbos are so denigrated, you know, in certain sectors of the community. Now, if somebody was, you know, would martyr themselves over that, you know, I would say, you know, that is a strange application of the Nimuke Yosef. Again, Kavod Shabbos is really, really, really important. But I would think that it would be better for that person to try to work over time to sensitize people to Kedusha Shabbos rather than to go down in, like, you know, a blaze of fire, you know, over the short pants or something. You know, that wouldn't resonate specifically with me. Now, again, I acknowledge that somebody might say the opposite. Somebody might say, all right, so let everybody be high all the time, but short pants on Shabbos. So, you know, it is a little, once you go down this road, right, that is the problem with subjectivity, is that one man's, you know, what one man's, and I'm not saying that I would martyr myself over the cannabis either, but the point is, at least an article, I think that there is something dangerous about the subjectivity here. Because different people obviously feel, you know, differently about different issues, you know, like, you know, how significant it is. Something's everybody agree about, some others people disagree about, right? You know, so anytime you open up the door to these kinds of very subjective considerations, even if it's an Adam Gadol, you know, Gedolim also disagree about what the priorities in any particular time or generation is. And giving up your life, I remind you, is something irreversible. So it's not like a person could say, you know, at the time, I really thought this was worth sacrificing my life over. I thought this was a significant enough religious issue to take a stand on. But, you know, in retrospect, it was important, but not that important. The thing is, you don't really get a second chance. So that's why I would hold you guys to the standard of the Rambam. Let's not try to be too clever by half. Let's just try to follow what the Gemara says. Shas Hashmad, Gimel Chamuros, and Bifarhesia when it's a religious attack. Otherwise, let's not start baking our own cheshbonos, because it's inherently highly speculative, even for an Adam Gadol. And what seems really important today might not seem that important, you know, tomorrow. So it's just, you know, whereas I can understand the Nimuke Yosef, my sympathy is not in terms of the halacha l'maisa. My sympathy is the mathematics of it. Somebody whose death could theoretically cause a massive upswing in Torah observance, you know, could come from a v'chai b'hem kind of a standpoint. Okay, we'll hold it up there, and we'll continue on. We'll finish the sugya tomorrow.